they were created, and he has made them to stand forever into eternity. He has given a statute, and it shall not pass. All the stars praising him. Why is that? Why do all the stars praise him? Yes? Well, the one reason, yes.
They are the angels.
They are like the angels. As a matter of fact, we're going to read you something that shows they're almost exactly like the angels. It says here, one time, this is Swedenborg, when he was in the spiritual world, he was in the company with some angels in the world of spirits. Do you know where the world of spirits is? There's heaven above, there's hell beneath, and then there's the world of spirits. And that's right in between, where people go before they choose, well, they've actually chosen, where they're going to go. And Swedenborg was with the angels in the world of spirits, and he looked up. And he says, and when I saw that the stars are visible in your world, also I suppose them to be as numerous as those in the world where I live. In other words, he looked at the stars in the spiritual world, and he says, they're just like the stars here. And there's even another number that says that the stars in the spiritual world are in a similar order to the stars that we see at night. And the angels, delighted with this conversation, said, perhaps they are, since every society in heaven, in the sight of those who are under heaven, sometimes shines like a star. And the societies of heavens are numberless, all arranged in order according to the varieties of the affections of the love of good, which affections in God are infinite, and thus from him are numberless. Can you count the stars?
No.
No, we can't count the stars, can we? But the Lord could. The Lord could see those stars, and he could see all his children. He could see each of you. He could see everyone in this room. He could see everyone in the world. And even more marvelous, he could see everyone around each of those stars. Because we know that there's planets around the stars, right? And on those planets are men. And those men all praise the Lord. Everyone in the universe knows that the Lord is God. And they all praise him. And it goes on to say, for it was foreseen for before creation, I suppose that in accord with their number they have been provided, that is, created an equal number of stars in the world where men live who are in natural material bodies. And so when we look up at the stars, we can actually see, in our mind, heaven. We can see all the societies of angels praising the Lord. Remember how it said they praise the Lord? Did you know that the word for praise is the same word in Hebrew as shine? And so when you see the stars shining, you can hear them too in your mind praising the Lord. And so think of that wonderful thing. Here's a picture of the stars here. You notice something about these stars? Sometimes you don't notice when you look at them. Here, you can pass it around. Here. Look at that and pass it around. Look at those stars. What do you notice about those stars? Often when you look up, you don't notice this. But it's true. The stars are in different sizes, different brightness, different colors, just like all the angels in the heavens. And what is even more amazing is, and we can only see maybe one of these, maybe three. Do you know what these are? No? What are they? Yes?
Stars.
More than just stars. Each one of these is a... Yes?
Comet?
More than that. Yes?
Galaxies.
Galaxies. Do you know what a galaxy is? It's like our Milky Way. It's a whole trillions of stars going around and around. And there's trillions of galaxies and more. Numberless. And on all those stars, around every star is planets. And on all those planets are people praising the Lord. You look at these. Okay? And so what we see, this is a picture of all the stars that we can see from our world. Isn't it a beautiful picture? This is what we're meant to see when we look up. It isn't just lights. We can see heaven. And so whenever you're sad or glum and you're wondering, where is heaven? Just go outside when the stars are shining and look up and you will see the heavens, just as Abraham did, just as the Lord did. Open your mind. Don't just think of balls of fire. Think of all the angels and all the people in the whole of the universe praising the Lord. And what is amazing is in these stars, the ancients not only saw groups of stars, they saw constellations. And in those constellations, they saw the coming of the Lord. It's a wonderful thing to think. Okay, could I have the pictures back now? Okay. Thank you. Beautiful stars, beautiful galaxies, beautiful universe. Why? Why is it so beautiful? Because the Lord made it. And that is why it's so beautiful. So the next time, and any time, and you can look up the sun and the moon, you can look at anything in nature and think of the Lord. And open your mind, because when you open your mind, you open your spiritual eyes. And you can see the wonders of heaven.